Welcome to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, your weekly radio show right here on WFAS AM 1230. We're with you every Thursday night from 7 p.m. to 7:30, and each week we try to bring you a very special guest to educate you about issues that are of concern to you. And this week is no different. We have with us this week Sue Lobel, who is the Director of Community Relations, the Community Relations Manager at the Classic Residence by Hyatt. Good evening, Sue.
Hello, Bernie.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent.
I'm glad to be here.
We appreciate you taking the time to come on board. Would you take a few minutes, Sue, to tell us a little bit about your background and what you do for Classic Residence by Hyatt?
I have a bachelor's degree in elementary education from many years ago, and more recently I have a master's degree in gerontology at Classic Residence as community relations manager. I manage events for Classic Residence for people from the outside, various organizations, and my role is really to get out in the community and help people to understand what is this relatively new product in our country for people, elderly people, as retirement communities, and what are the differences, what can they do, and what can't they do.
And how long have you been with Hyatt?
I've been at Classic Residence for 5 years, and the community is open just over 5 years.
And where's it located?
It's located at 537 Riverdale Avenue in Yonkers. We're right on the border of Riverdale next to the College of Mount St. Vincent, and we have beautiful views of the Hudson River and the Palisades.
Any other locations in the metropolitan area?
We have another community that's been in Teaneck for about 15 years, and we have a new type of community, a continuing care community that is under development in Briarcliff, but that's several years away.
Okay, and in the Hyatt and the Classic Residence in Yonkers, about how many people can live there at one time?
Well, we have three separate sections, really the equivalent of three separate retirement communities in one building. And all told, in all three sections, we have 310 apartments. So we could have upwards of maybe 350 people altogether.
And where did you work prior to working at Classic?
I've been in the retirement housing field for almost 15 years. So I've worked for a few companies. Obviously, 10 years ago, there weren't too many in New York, so I worked in New Jersey and Connecticut and kind of have worked around a bit. I did start my career 14 years ago with Sunrise down in Washington, in D.C., and went through a six-month training program with them. So I have a variety of experience in all types of retirement communities.
So assisted living is a relatively new concept in New York?
It's a new concept in the United States, actually. Maybe 20 years at most. Like I said, 10 years ago, we didn't have it in New York. New York is a little bit slower than some of the other states in terms of health care, as you well know.
Yes, and your job specifically is community relations?
That's correct. I work with the professionals. I go into the medical field, the social workers, the attorneys, elder law attorneys, long-term care specialists, and then I work with organizations as well. If they want a speaker, if they want someone who can explain the differences in different types of retirement communities, I'll go in and speak to various organizations.
And where do you receive most of your referrals from? Are they from people who are in hospitals, people who are in the community? Where do most of the people come from?
Our referrals, because we are quite sizable for a retirement community, our referrals come from all aspects. It may very well be that the adult child is living here in the metropolitan area, and they have a parent who is living in the Sun Belt in Florida, Arizona, and something's happened and they want to bring the parent closer. So that's one place. Very often it does come from hospitals, the Alzheimer's Association. Or it may be that someone who just has a great big house and it's too much to manage any longer and they really want to be freed from that responsibility. So we're very much like a residential hotel for people independently. So we have many people who just come in because they like all the hospitality services and don't want to be bothered with maintenance any longer.
Now, you said something very interesting, that sometimes people aren't forced to go or they don't go out of necessity. They actually choose to go.
Oh, yes, very definitely. We have 199 independent living apartments. And those are apartments very much like you or I live in. They could be one-bedroom. Two-bedroom apartments have two bathrooms, or one bedroom with a den and a bath and a half. It's a complete apartment, and they get housekeeping and linen service and all the maintenance along with that apartment. They can have meals or not have meals in the dining room. They can have their cars and take off and go wherever they choose. They're free to come and go, or they can entertain guests. So it's very much like, sometimes I equate it to a country club and sometimes to a residential hotel. So that's the largest part of our community are those folks who are mostly independent.
So you mentioned earlier that you had 300-some-odd people living there at any one time. Are there different levels of care?
The independent living is the largest level of care.
How many people are in that?
That's 199 apartments.
Wow.
And a very elegant dining room, and it does look very much like a Hyatt hotel. So you walk in the front door, and you'll see the concierge, and you will feel like you're in a hotel. And the dining room is as elegant as a hotel in a dining room, and the people choose the meals they want to have in the dining room. But the next section of our building is the section that we call personal care. Most people know it by the term assisted living, but we're not quite yet using that term in New York State, so I'll refer to it as personal care. That is licensed by the Department of Health, and the big difference between that section and independent living is the care services. In that section, there is care round the clock on the floor, and people can push a button and have either a nurse or a personal care attendant come to them at any time. But they do have their own apartments the same way they do in independent living, and they bring their own furniture the same way they do in independent living. So people have their own things. They close their door. They can have a one-bedroom apartment or a two-bedroom apartment in the personal care section and still be receiving care from a nurse or a personal care attendant when as they need it throughout the day.
So we have independent living, personal care, and was there a third level?
On the third level, which is very state-of-the-art, and I am very proud of it, we call it memory support. It is also licensed by the Department of Health of New York State, and there are also nurses and care staff around the clock, and that is for people with cognitive impairment. Most people know it as Alzheimer's disease. There are other aspects of memory support as well, in addition to Alzheimer's disease, but that's the term that most people know it. And there, people, again, have their privacy, but there is a nurse dedicated to that section and recreation dedicated to that section also. Obviously, that section requires a lot of heavy care, and there's a lot of staff there.
So you don't have to be diagnosed with Alzheimer's to be admitted to this particular portion of classic residence, do you?
That's correct. You don't have to have a diagnosis. You just have to have a need to live in that section. It is a secure section, so people don't come and go as freely, although they do go out and they are taken out. But most people have some kind of memory impairment who live there. It could be other things other than Alzheimer's.
So there are safeguards in place to ensure the safety of the residents.
That's correct. And it's very residential. It's really very very nice, as I said, state-of-the-art. It's 12 rooms around a living room and a dining room and a kitchen and an outside terrace. So it feels very much like a family, like a home, and that is by design, and that is very important for people with any kind of dementia or Alzheimer's, that it not be too large.
And just out of curiosity, Sue, who decides where somebody would fit in, whether they'd be in the independent living, the assisted living or personal care part or the memory support? Who makes that decision?
Of course, we meet with families and with the prospective resident to meet with them and talk to them and get to know them, too, a little bit. But we do have our own nurse and case manager who do the assessments on people. We'll visit them if necessary. We'll visit them in their home. And sometimes that's a good way to visit with people. They're more comfortable in their home and to determine where they belong. Most of the time it comes out fairly easily, and we can understand through our guidelines and what kind of care we provide And families usually, after, you know, a little bit of visiting and figuring out, it usually is pretty clear-cut as to where people will go. Sometimes we'll start people in one area and then find that it's not the correct one, and we'll move them to another. But more often than not, we're pretty good at figuring it out. And again, we do the assessment. If, for example, mom is in Florida, we will hire a social worker in Florida to go and do the assessment for us.
I bet it does give the families peace of mind to know that if, for whatever reason, they're not properly placed initially, they can at least move up or down based on their needs.
Very much so. And the whole community gives families very much peace of mind. It's very hard for adult children to be worrying about their parent in the middle of the night, or to get a call when they're out someplace that mom fell, or mom can't find her medicine, or perhaps they call and they find out that mom took a double dose of medicine, or maybe didn't take her medicine at all. So this way they really have eyes and ears for the family members of staff who will let them know what's going on with mom on an ongoing basis. And yet they know that mom or dad, or maybe it's an aunt and uncle or a neighbor, that they are well cared for. The hardest part, I think, is making the decision. And once the decision is made, you can see the change in the families. You can see the children really start to breathe easier, that they think this is a wonderful thing, and why hadn't they done it sooner, is usually what we hear.
This is Bernie Crooks, and we're talking with Sue Lobel, Community Relations Manager at Classic Residence, and we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk about some of the specific types of amenities that are available at Classic. We'll be right back. This is Bernie Crooks, and we're speaking with Sue Lobel from Classic Residence, and just before the break, we were talking about the burden that seems to be lifted off the family's shoulders once a family member is placed, and that must give you a tremendous sense of gratification to be a part of that.
Oh, I think that's probably the best part. The other part is to see the residents themselves. These are elderly folks in their 80s, and when you see them and you know they're struggling to live in the community and keep up, and once they move in and you see them in activities and you see them making friends, and you see them walking around smiling, that they're really able to participate in life and the things that they enjoy doing because they don't have the burdens of home ownership or shopping and cooking. And they're getting their medications regularly, which is just a major part of life. The thing that our mothers always told us, the things that are important, you know, nutrition is one major factor, and their medication monitoring. And the socialization that they get when they live with us, you do see people really improve, and it's surprising, but somebody who's 85 can really improve when they have those three factors in place. So that's very gratifying when we all tell each other, too, because there are meetings to make sure that everybody's doing all right, and you'll hear, did you see Mrs. So-and-so? Do you see how much better she is since she's been living here?
So you'll be able to maintain relationships with the people once they come into Hyatt, and you'll see them around town, so to speak?
Yes, well, we see them, you know, of course, in the community. They might be in the fitness center, or they might be in the arts and crafts room, or they might be at a musical event. So we have so many places and activities for them. Or we see them getting on the bus, too, to go. We have two buses and a car and three drivers. There's a lot of coming and going. And we see people able to participate more than they had when they came in. Or today we had a conversation about somebody who had been in a nursing home temporarily for rehab. And the social worker in the nursing home had said that she really should stay in the nursing home. And discussing it with the family and so forth, we felt that we could care for her. She's been back now about a month from the nursing home, and she's fabulous. And they were talking about that today. Do you see? She's wonderful. Look how well she's doing. So something about the privacy and the respect and the dignity that people have when they're in their own apartment, and yet they have all the underlying support to really keep them going. And the philosophy is to give them everything they need underneath to keep them going and to keep them participating.
So what is the difference between a place like Classic and a nursing home? I mean, it's not an institution, right?
It's not, and while we are licensed by the Department of Health in two sections, the philosophy is really very different. Nursing home is really very institutional, where people share a room and they place people together, and it's an open door and comings and goings. At Classic Residence by Hyatt, people have a private apartment. It's their own apartment. They close the door. On the other hand, the philosophy is more that people should have a choice of lifestyle. We do not dictate their medical care. We do not dictate their physicians. They go wherever they choose for their medical care. Although we do have a whole wellness center on site with a variety of physicians. We have an internist and a podiatrist and a dentist and physical therapy. And people can use them if they choose to, but it's choice. They don't have to use them. In a nursing home, you must use the medical director who's there. You do not have a choice. So everything in the world of retirement communities really is about choice and privacy and dignity. And the philosophy is to keep people going, not to keep them safe, so safe that they might have to be strapped in. The philosophy is really to keep them enjoying life and participating in life. So that's our goal.
So people can continue to go to their own doctors.
They can.
And dentists.
They can. When we do transportation, schedule transportation within a certain radius, but if somebody wants to go off to Mount Sinai or if they want to go to Mount Kisco to go to their doctor, we'll see that they get there. We might not be able to drive them, but we'll see that they get there.
Now, do you administer medications or do you make sure that people take them? How does that work?
In independent living, there is a home health care company on site, and they will pre-pour the medications for people and monitor their medications, the medication management. Again, that's a very important part of keeping people healthier. In the two licensed sections, personal care and memory support, we do distribute the medications, and the nurse does it. So that's all done for people, and their medications are ordered. They make sure that everything's in-house that they need. And they do get their medications done by the nurse.
So for somebody with adult children who are busy running their own lives and have their own children and working, et cetera, basically you guys can provide it from soup to nuts.
Oh, yes, we definitely do. And in addition to providing the care for the person who lives with us, the communication with the families is so very important. They have somebody they can always talk to. They can find out what's really happening with Mom. Is she really roaming around at night? Or is she really not eating like she tells me she's not eating, or is she really eating everything? So they'll get all kinds of communication. They'll really know what's going on. So that's great peace of mind.
Are there any age requirements? In other words, you have to be at least a certain age, or you can't be greater than a certain age?
We are licensed for 62 and older, and almost everybody is 62 and older. Once in a while, we can get a waiver for somebody younger under special circumstances. But programmatically, we're really geared to people 62 and older.
Hey, let's say a husband and wife want to come in. They can share a room?
Well, that's a wonderful question. But classic residence, we do have large apartments. So we have many couples who come in. And these are, again, it could be a one-bedroom apartment. It could be a two-bedroom apartment. So we have many couples. Sometimes they can't live together. Sometimes perhaps one has a dementia that really keeps them up all night and they can't really share the same apartment. So they might be in different sections of the building, but they can still spend their time together. We've had situations where they have all their meals together, where they are free to come and go and visit with each other, but they just can't live together. But we also have had a brother and a sister. We have two cousins. Anybody who chooses to live together may share an apartment. We don't place people together, and that's the big difference. So if they come in with someone that they want to live with, that's fine with us, and they get along well. The problems come when you place people together, and they don't really work well together and don't want to live together. So we have lots of people who share apartments, and that's fine with us.
And if one of the people is over 62 and the spouse is under 62, does that present a problem?
Probably not. Probably not, but usually something's going on so that they would want to live there and would have need to live there.
Right. This is Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, every Thursday night from 7 to 7:30 p.m. on 1230 WFAS AM. Our guest this week is Sue Lobel, Community Relations Manager at Classic Residence, and we'll be right back after this short message. Welcome back. This is Bernie Crooks. We're with Sue Lobel. And Sue, we're talking about going into a new form of living, assisted living, independent living. It must be stressful for the families. And I know that you guys do whatever you can to help ease the stress. Tell me about some of the decisions that got made when people move in. Can they furnish their own apartment? Can they bring things in from home?
The apartments are all furnished by the residents themselves. It's very important that people have their own possessions and lifetime of memories with them. So they definitely do furnish their own apartments. We provide them carpeted, but they come in, they can paint it, wallpaper it, hang their pictures, whatever it is, put up their own draperies and curtains. It's very much a home, and people do, and the apartments are charming. As far as stress, it is stressful, and we would hope that people would make this decision earlier rather than later. It's much harder on the person moving in when they have to be brought in from the hospital as opposed to coming and visiting and making their own choice. However, we do have a move-in coordinator, and he's a wonderful man who will help them through. He'll go to their home and help them measure their furniture and decide what fits and what doesn't fit. And he works with the movers, and he helps them with the telephone company. So he really sees them all the way through from the time and works with the families. From the time that they make the decision until they actually move in. He's their right arm, and he really gets a lot of calls, and he handles them all very well.
Now, is there any type of financial screening? We've heard horror stories that at some nursing homes you have to show all your bank statements. I mean, what do people have to do to prove that they can afford to stay at a place like this?
What we find, and this is rental retirement community, so people pay a monthly fee. And what we find with this population, and this has been true everywhere, not just here at Classic Residence, is that people tend to self-select. It's a population and an age group that is very worried about running out of money, so that they will say, I can't afford it, and they won't go and look at it more often than they'll come in without the assets to be able to afford it. So our big challenge is to convince people that it's not as expensive as they think it is, even though it's all in one lump sum. So sometimes they have sticker shock from that, thinking, oh, my gosh. But they don't realize all the piecemeal things that they're paying for wherever they're living presently.
So it all adds up. And then I guess when they're moving in, they realize that it probably isn't as expensive as they thought it was.
That's right. That's what we find more often.
And is there a waiting list to get in, or can people generally get in when they need to?
It just depends on when they call. There's usually something available in each section. It might not be the particular apartment they want, but there's usually something that we can manage for them.
And when you speak to residents after they've moved in, what's some of the feedback you've gotten? What do they like best about Classic?
I think it's the relief of stress of having to manage, having to do everything themselves. I think they're so relieved that they come in and they say, I should have done this months ago.
So that's a real challenge for you to get the word out to the community.
Yes.
To make them understand how important it is to do this sooner
yes.
rather than later.
People still have in their minds that this is an institution, that it's nursing home. And this isn't. It's not. The younger generation, I think the next generation to come up is going to do this much earlier and much faster. So I think that's our challenge, is to get people into the building, let them see what life is like
as
there.
As you say, it's a relatively new industry, especially in New York, and
right.
people don't adapt to change as quickly as they should sometimes. So I think you're right, next generation will see people warming up to this a little bit more. This is Bernie Crooks. We're talking with Sue Lobel, Community Relations Manager at Classic Residence by Hyatt, and we'll be right back after this message. Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, heard every Thursdays from 7 to 7:30 p.m. right here on WFAS AM 1230. This week, our special guest is Sue Lobel, Community Relations Manager at Classic Residence by Hyatt. And we've been learning about the new form of living, relatively new within the last 20 years in New York State, assisted living, personal care, independent living. And we've only got a couple minutes left, Sue. I know many of us have pets, and we love to bring our pets with us wherever we go. Are pets welcome at your facility?
We do have pets. We have dogs. We have cats. We have had a bird. So pets are welcome. This is an apartment building, and people are free. We do ask that the dogs be under 25 pounds. But we do have pets, and the pets are very much loved.
Good. My Maltese is 5 pounds.
Okay.
Now, what about people who have special diets? Can you accommodate those kinds of
residents? Yes, we do. And, of course, so many folks at this stage of life have diabetes, so that's always a question that we get. We have a very large and varied menu, low fat, low salt, and it's all on the menu every day. People are free to choose, though, so remember that. It's freedom of choice, and if somebody on a diabetic diet chooses to have a dessert, we're not going to stop them. We'll encourage, but we won't stop them.
We've only got a few seconds left. Just tell me some of the amenities that are available.
Again, all the transportation, lots of educational programs, library, fitness center, billiards room, wellness center, arts and crafts. We have a bank on site. There's so much there, so many activities and programs.
So it really truly is a home away from home. It's your home.
Very much so. And we invite everybody to come and visit. They should visit all the retirement communities.
And how can people get in touch with you, Sue?
They can reach us at 914-709-1234. And again, it's 709-1234. Visit us all. You're welcome to come and see it, and we're proud to show them off.
We've been speaking with Sue Lobel, Community Relations Manager at Classic Residence by Hyatt. This is your host, Bernie Crooks, host of The Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, and we'll be back next week at 7:30 right here on WFAS AM 1230. Good night.